Wake up!
Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breakfast, we in the kitchen.
Morning madhouse,
what the f*** wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw, man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa.
Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse, whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse, whoa.
That's what it do, that's what it is. No Limit Larry, Morning Madhouse, clocking in one time. But one time we in here, it's a Thursday inside the Madhouse. Boy, chill out that morning. Woo! Boy, I got out the car, like, woo! Why did I have to do this to myself? Lord Jesus, why is it so cold outside? 25 degrees, that's what it is right now. 25 degrees. You know that below freezing. Oh, Lord. Who you going to need a big coat out there this morning, boy? Boy, don't y'all take them kids to the bus stop and drop them off. Y'all let them kids sit in the heat. 25 degrees right about now. Today's high, we're going to stop at about 48. 48 is high for the day. Cold out there, mama. Mama, cold out there. Good news is sunshine. You're going to need a few extra minutes to defrost your car because frost is probably going to be in your car this morning. So you're definitely going to need a few extra minutes to defrost it. Hit the man out with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica Garnett, though.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Miss Jessica?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How you feeling? You straight?
I'm wonderful.
Man, listen, the Charlotte Hornets are doing their thing on that basketball court this year. Last night, they set a franchise record. Most points in a half. They scored 87 points in a half. They scored 158 points for the game last night. Setting the franchise record. Kelly Oubre. Kelly Oubre set a record for most points from a player coming off the bench. He had 39 minutos coming off the bench. So shout out to the Charlotte Hornets. It was on like a two-game slide. They was they had lost two games in a row, but last night they was on one last night. They wasn't even playing last night. It was They played the Indiana Pacers in Indiana on the road, and them boy put up 158. Kelly Oubre led away, like I said, with 39 points. Melo had 10 rebounds and 13 assists. Yeah, I think he had a triple-double last night, if I'm not mistaken. He did have a triple-double last night, 29, 10, and 13. So shout-out to him, man. Shout-out to the Charlotte. Have you been to a Hornets game this year?
I have not been to a Hornets game this year. I planned to go to the game on Sunday, this past Sunday, and I missed that one. I might go check out the Hawks this weekend in Atlanta. But, yeah, I have not been to a Charlotte game yet.
You know, the big game is actually Friday night as LeBron James and Russell Westbrook and AD Anthony Davis roll into town. The Lakers are going to be here Friday night. Actually, tomorrow night. I don't know why I thought today was Wednesday. But, so tomorrow night, the Hornets are rolling back into town. They'll have, a two- or three-game homestand. The Lakers will be coming to town. The Clippers will be coming to town. And then, like you said, they'll be traveling to the ATL as well. So, whoo! Well, shout out to them Charlotte Hornets. But put some respect on the Hornets' name. Put some respect on us out there in the East doing our thing. Boy, that boy Kelly Oubre, I was all for that. I was all for bringing Oubre here. I think he's a great defender, great player. He definitely can shoot the ball. He's definitely got a high basketball IQ, and he fits what we're doing. All right, man, let's go get it started for us this morning. Today's inspiration power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, Jesus tells three stories of something that was lost, then found. A sheep, a coin, and a son. These stories underscore the importance of every person to God. In each story, a person has lost something of great value. When it is found, friends and neighbors celebrate and rejoice together. If you've ever lost something, you know how wonderful it feels to find that thing again. Well, the point here is clear. We are all of great value to God, who offers forgiveness and new life through his Son, Jesus Christ. He faithfully pursues us with his love and grace. And the Bible says that there is great joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. You can rejoice today because God has found you right where you are and has brought you into his presence. Never forget that. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
Yes, indeed. 25 degrees out there, boy, when you leave the house, boy. Cold out there. Put some hats, gloves, and everything on them kids this morning. And don't you let them kids stand at that bus stop this morning. Now that you got a car, nah, you drive up there, and if you can, you let them kids sit in that car till that bus comes. It's cool. 25 degrees out there today. Size got to be right near 48. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for that Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about who?
All right, Madhouse question of the day. There is a report going around that there's a U.S. lab that is currently keeping 200 bodies frozen. Mm. 200 bodies frozen with the hopes of bringing them back to life with advanced technology. Mm. All right. So we want to know if you could use this technology to bring someone back from the dead, would you?
First of all, they need to stop playing with God and Jesus and all them people and Allah, Buddha and everybody else. But I saw this story and I'm like, for real? I don't like playing with God, Jessica. So it's a yes and a no for me. I'm going to say yeah because my big cousin passed away back in 1991. And I would love to spend some time with him right now. So I would say yeah, just for that. But I don't like to play with God like that. No. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like a, yeah, but I don't like to play with God. So yeah, that's my answer.
This is very easy for me. Absolutely not. No. TF no. Hell no, absolutely not.
Come on, Jessica, it gotta be somebody you wanna see. Big Nate, quick. You know what I mean? We need Nate one more time.
Let me tell you something. That ain't nothing but the devil. That ain't nothing but the devil. Absolutely not. Unfortunately, death is just a part of life.
Yeah.
And I know that there are some people that have passed away. It's been traumatic deaths. Very, very unexpected deaths and things like that. It's unexpected to you. It is not unexpected to God. He has a plan for everything. Absolutely not. No. Y'all got this one.
You gonna leave it alone?
You know what's crazy?
When I saw this story, I say, you know what? They say we be living in movies or stuff that happened in movies really happens in real life. And I done seen this somewhere in a movie. They got these people ducked off somewhere. They're really frozen, and they trying to make these people avatars. That's what they doing.
No, I don't want no avatars. Parts of it.
That's what they doing.
And if they bring you back to life, stay away from me. I don't want. If I were to walk through these doors and see Nae Quick or see Jamila Muhammad, as much as I love them, I would look at them and go, no, stay away.
They playing with God, man. Stop playing with God.
No.
In the words
of black folk, that ain't nothing but the devil.
Hey, but it's some people out there we never know. That's why we put these questions out there. Mm-mm. How do they get in on this one?
Go to our Instagram pages. It's up in my story at Hey Miss Jessica at I Am No Limit Larry or leave it on our voicemail. 704-227-8780.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hitty shit. No cap.
When I saw this story earlier this week, I got so excited about this one. And I meant to talk about it, but this summer is finna be lit. There's another hard lemonade that's getting ready to hit the market. Simply Lemonade has announced that they are releasing a spiked version of their drink this summer. The beverage is going to come in a variety pack of 12 slim cans. They're going to be four flavors, including classic lemonade, strawberry lemonade, blueberry lemonade, and watermelon lemonade. They're going to be about 170 calories and contain 5% alcohol by volume.
Mm.
Oh my goodness. Mm. I cannot wait for this. I absolutely love Simply Lemonade. All of them.
Yeah, I drink
all of them.
Simply Orange Juice, Simply Apple Juice, Lemonade, the Strawberry, the Watermelon. Yeah, that's all about it.
And to be honest with you, when I do make a drink, a lot of times I'm mixing it with Simply Lemonade. So this is just great for me. That's I cannot wait for this one.
I like Simply.
A lot of people in those comments when this was announced, oh, they were excited about
my favorite
this
is the Simply Peach. Oh, try that in the drink, Jessica. I'm telling you, if you like peach, I don't know if you like
strawberry
peach.
Lemonade is definitely my favorite, but I love the lemonade as well. The blue blueberry.
They got the peach. They also have the raspberry too. Yeah, it's pretty good. The raspberry too in the drink is pretty good. No,
so good. I can't wait. If you're out there and you're listening to Simply Lemonade, go ahead and send us a couple of.
They need to.
Let us, you know, just try it out. This is going to be great. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to face.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie,
another letter. The Morning Madhouse. 25 degrees right about now. Today's high is going to be right there. 48. Y'all know what time it is, man. It's a Thursday. And yeah, we got some crazy news stories for y'all.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Crazy news being brought to you by the Festival of Laughs coming to town February the 18th. Some more Gary Owens, Tommy Davidson, Tony Rock, Lavelle Crawford, Power98FM.com and get you in there to get you some of the tickets. Go ahead and do that right now. Just what you got crazy over there.
Let me tell you something. I don't know who Quan Mills is, but he absolutely needs to calm down. He is doing absolutely too much. He is an author who has these books out here, but Larry. The name of the first book that caught attention and went viral on social media is Pastors Eat Cat Too. And
I know what you mean.
I say cat, there's another word.
Yeah.
There's another word that is the title. I just can't say that word on radio. Pastors Eat Cat Too. And y'all, that was a number one bestseller on Amazon.
I bet it was.
It was a number. Now he has another one that is called The Old Thought Next Door. Y'all, in the covers of these books.
You know what?
Are absolutely hilarious. But not only is he dropping these books, you all, he has excerpts. Like, so you can read, like, the first page. I read the first page of Pastors Eat Cat Too. I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have read it.
The first two pages?
Yeah. Have you ever read a Zane book?
Yes, I have.
This is worse than Zane.
I need to read that book. Zane might put you where you need to be. You know what I mean?
This ain't got nothing on Zane.
Zane might put you where you need to be if you got imagination. Yeah, I'm telling you that right now.
Have I ever told you my Zane story?
You met her, right?
No. Before I knew the type of books that she wrote, I knew that she was a very, very popular author.
Mm-hmm.
So when I used to work at a high school,
don't tell me you got kids.
No. I would, because I was an ISS teacher, there would often be times that I didn't have students in my classroom.
Right.
So I would read. I would read books. So I bought a Zane book to school and I was reading it. Like I started it. I was just starting it. And I had my door to my classroom open. And one of the kids walked by and was like, "Miss Williams, you in there reading that Zane?" I was like, and then when I got to it, I was like, "Oh no."
Miss Williams is not trying to get her own ISS. She trying to get her own in school suspension. And that was Miss Wilson.
Yeah. But listen, let me tell you, Quan Mills' books ain't got nothing on Zane. Zane ain't got nothing on these books.
Once again,
if you all are interested in reading them, the first one is called Pastors Eat Cat Too.
I saw the headline.
That is another one. And the other one is Old Thought Next Door.
I saw the headline, but I didn't know that it was. I thought it was like a I thought it was an. I didn't think it was a real book.
And I'm not 100% sure if they are. However, like I said, they have, like, you can read the first page. And the other one says that it was a bestseller on Amazon.
I'm about to look it up. Now I got to go look it up. Because
then the pictures that they, the Old Thought Next Door, the cover of that book. Larry, look at it.
Let me see the thought.
Look at the cover. Look at the cover, Larry. Why they got Granny up there like that?
Boy,
why they got Granny up there, boy, with them two men behind
you
her
know,
like
the
that?
Lady, the lady look like a thick JD.
But much older.
She like a thick older JD with deep with the dirt. Boy, hey.
I'm gonna try to find this book and I'm gonna post it on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica if you all have not had a chance to see it.
That's
a,
yeah, I saw that one. But yeah, that's what's up. So my crazy news story really don't top that one, but it's wild. So in Brompton, I've never heard of this place, Brompton, Ontario, a man has went viral for having sex with shoes.
Is this the guy that works at Foot Locker?
Yes.
Okay.
A man has went viral for having sex with shoes. If you've been to Brompton. Ontario, he was seen in the Foot Locker having sex with the shoes and, you know, putting stuff on the shoes. Brand new shoes in the Foot Locker. He worked in the Foot Locker. So if you went to buy some shoes from Foot Locker, you might have got some of his juices on the shoes. Jessica, yeah. I ain't never looked at a pair of Jordan 1s like, ooh, yeah. I love that. Yeah. Nah, not like that. Come on, man. What in the nasty freak type of stuff? Is this going on? Man having sex with shoes?
That's disgusting.
Come on, man.
Larry.
Huh? What, Jessica? What?
I went back. I'm on Amazon. These are actual books.
I'm going back.
These are actual books. But hold on. Let me read some of these titles to you.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
You ready? Got a whole list of books?
Oh, there are a lot of them up here.
I'm sick of this pasta already.
Here is Quan Mills' other books. Books called Tax Season Thoughts.
Okay.
All right. Hold on.
Tax Season Thoughts.
My Baby Mama is a Loser.
Check.
And my favorite one that popped up here. This Hoe Got Roaches in Her Crib by Quan Mills.
This hood Larry, pastor. What is the name Larry, of where is this man Larry, church at?
Larry, and it got and it has this hoe sequels.
Got roaches.
It has sequels.
All of them got sequels.
This hoe got roaches in her crib part 2. This hoe got roaches in her crib part 3. And there is a sequel to The Old Thought Next Door.
You know what? You know what's going to happen. They're going to put this stuff on Netflix. That's what's going to happen. They're going to turn this into a miniseries and all these going to be on Netflix. Why didn't you see what I tell you?
And
Quan Mills. I've never heard of this pastor.
No, he's not a pastor. He's an author.
Oh, what?
He's an author.
Well, I thought you said that.
Because one of his books is called Pastors Eat Cat Too.
Oh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So he's not a
pastor. He's just an author.
Okay.
And Pastors Eat Cat Too is a bestseller.
Don't say it anymore, Jessica.
Number one bestseller. No. I am on Amazon.
Don't say it anymore. That's crazy news, man. We'll see. We'll be back.
Yeah. Start your day off right.
Let's get it.
With Queen City's number one plug for hip hop and R&B. The most lit in the morning.
My favorite time to listen to probably the morning show.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. On Power 98.
Slow Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Shot his plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is, 7:07. And it's time to let y'all shine.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here, boss. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Shine. Yeah. Hey, good morning. Who trying to let shine?
I'm trying to let my side piece and her girlfriend shine.
Yes.
Boy, they got right last night. I'm on my way to Walmart right now to buy some pots and pans, some eggs, and some toast and some grits.
The side piece and his girlfriend. Thank you, big dog. I don't know why I ain't saying that one, but do your thing, big dog. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who you want to let shine this morning, baby?
What's up, Nolizia, my favorite morning madhouse people. I just want to let everybody at Terrabella shine. We getting it in this healthcare system, doing it for the facility.
Good morning.
I would like to shine the light on my friend Wilmo.
Oh, man.
Justin Robinson.
Don't do that. Don't do that this morning.
I would like to shine the light on him.
Don't do that this morning. I can't stand Wilmo. Black ass.
Ugh. My goodness. Shout out to the Golden Bulls, John C. Smith University.
You already know.
And the Rams over there at Winston-Salem State University. You know, they went head-to-head yesterday in their basketball game. They won by 1 point.
In overtime.
1 point.
In overtime. And the only reason y'all won, because they wouldn't let no outsiders, because we'd have had that. Boy, you going to make me say something. Yeah. We had that thing rocking last night. Y'all
I saw your little smart little comment on Facebook.
Y'all wouldn't even been able to hear that thing. You wouldn't even be able to feel your heartbeat. We'd have had it rocking.
Unfortunately, Wilmo, we over at Johnson C. Smith University see it as an obligation to make sure that our students stay safe.
Exactly.
During this pandemic. And we're going to take measures to make sure that all of our students stay safe. So y'all can do whatever y'all want to over there at Winston. But we staying safe because we in a pandemic, sir.
Do we got to go back? Do we got to go to Winston?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen the schedule.
Well, I'm going to drop Wilmo. Call the phone, boy. Call the phone. Because I swear to God, if we got to come up there and they let us in there, I'm coming.
1 point.
Yo, man, in overtime. I guess I can let them shine. And Jeff, too. My man Jeff Ferguson, he's from Winston. Miss Deb. Sporty Odie, that girl Nikki, all of them, whatever.
But it's Wilmo. It's Wilmo because Wilmo take it too far. He take it too far. He posts his little Photoshop pictures and all that kind of stuff. He just take it too far.
Talking about Brave Boy is really a bathroom that they're playing in. See what I'm saying, Wilmo?
Oh,
we're going to fight. We're going to fight Monday.
Get
Monday.
On my nerves.
Send me one of them shirts, though.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Cancel all your other presets. Hit live and live with the plug. Power 98.
It's Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, so coming up, I've got your Nosy Neighbor News. NBA YoungBoy, he got some drama going on around one of his homes. I'm going to let you know what's going on with that. Migos, where is their culture album? We're going to talk about that. And, you know how they have those Love and Hip Hop spinoffs and things like that? Well, they're working on a new one. Which one? What is this one about?
Oh, man. They need some counseling. Love and Hip Hop counseling.
Love and Hip Hop therapy.
That's what it is. They're going to send them to counseling, Jessica. All everybody going to counseling.
You know what? That would actually be a good one, but that's not it.
I'm going to
let you know what this one is.
I was on to something.
This one is pretty dope. We'll see how this one pans out. I'm going to let you know about it. Coming up next in your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Thursday, January 27th. Some of NBA YoungBoy's associates were taken into custody yesterday for their alleged involvement in a shooting that took place back in November. A SWAT team stormed a Texas house that he bought for his mother on Tuesday morning. Police believe that those men were involved in that shooting that left one man seriously wounded. They were taken into custody for possessing an assortment of firearms, including long guns, pistols, and even an AR-15 assault rifle. Now, in addition to being accused of possession of those guns, all three of the men were also charged with aggravated robbery and aggravated assault. NBA YoungBoy was not charged in this incident. The rapper is currently on house arrest thousands of miles away in Utah, where he is awaiting trial for federal gun possession charges. on what is almost the fifth anniversary of the release of Migos' album Culture, the project has been removed from several streaming platforms. Now, when fans noticed it, they hopped on social media to express their displeasure. One person said, Migos better have a damn good reason to remove Culture off the streaming services right now. And then another person said, Culture by Migos got taken down from streaming services. I need a verified check white person to complain so that they will put it back up. So far, there is no word on why the album has disappeared. All right, so someone tweeted Bow Wow and asked him if he had any regrets in the music business, and if he could have done it all over again, what would he change? He tweeted back, just be an actor and never touch music. Bow Wow has always been frustrated by the music industry. He even said ahead of his Versus battle with Soulja Boy, the reason why I do movies, I do other stuff, is because this rap mess brings stress. Bow Wow, who was 34 years old, released his first album when he was 13 years old. Stars of VH1's Love & Hip Hop and Black Ink franchises are taking a journey together. This one isn't a trip. It's going to be a journey to find out about their ancestry and heritage. It's a new show. It's going to have a two-part special, and it's going to be hosted by the host of True Life Crime. It's going to examine the lasting effects of slavery and challenges stereotypical views of Black culture while celebrating Africa's rich history. So be on the lookout for that. Happy birthday to Pops John Witherspoon. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica,
the neighborhood.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 26 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 48. And y'all know what time it is. It is 7:40. And it's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad, mad? Are we mad?
Finna jump straight in on this one. I done told y'all, stop playing with people, kids. We gotta go all the way to Ohio to get this one. I know you freaking lying. Ain't no way, boss. Ain't no way. A 9-year-old Black girl was forced to eat out of a trash can at Palm Elementary in Ohio. Lord have mercy. Woo! I had to take a deep breath because furniture supposed to be moving. They got video. They got video of this. So the little girl apparently was at breakfast and was eating, and then she ended up throwing her food, her waffle, away. A staff member went and got the food out of the trash can. When he got the waffle out of the trash can, put it back on the little girl's plate. When the principal walked over, he told her she got to eat it. Boy, listen. Ain't no way, boss. I know you freaking lying. You ain't finna make my daughter, my son, my nephew, my cousin, nobody eat out no trash can and ain't no furniture gonna be moving. I will say this. The school system did the right thing. They fired the principal immediately, and they fired the staff member immediately. But nah, I need to see y'all outside for about 5-10 minutes, because it's gonna be smoke in the city. What? You mean... Just watching the video, it's like, really? Like, you see the little girl throw it away, and then you see the staff member pull it out, wipe it off, and put it back on her plate. Like, people don't throw trash away or throw food away all the time in the school. And I just want to know how long this been going on, because this couldn't have been the first time. I don't think this is the first time, and I don't think this the only child that this been done to. I think they need to do a complete school investigation at Palm Elementary in Ohio. Because ain't no way. Ain't no way. Call the National Guard. Call Joe Biden. Call somebody. Because we about to shut this down. ASAP Rocky. What? Like I said, I think the school did do the right thing. They fired the principal and the staff member immediately. But this is right here, boy. Stop playing with people's kids, man. Stop playing with people's kids. Make the little girl eat out the trash can. Man, hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry, man. Ain't no way, boss.
No limit, Larry.
Y'all know. know Burpee's still on the sick and shut in list. You know he usually have his thoughts about this time, but he left his hot key with me today. He left that hot key.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Okay, y'all want to take it down, so we're going to take it down. I'm going straight in. I'm diving right in with this one. NBA Youngboy. I know a lot of young folk love that boy. Y'all love that boy, Kentrell, a.k.a. NBA Youngboy, who is on house arrest right about now. And apparently him and one of his baby mamas, and I say one because the boy got like 900. So him and one of his baby mamas got into it. Apparently he asked for his son. She brought him there, and the NBA Youngboy wanted her to come pick him back up. She released the text messages from the exchange between her and Kentrell, a.k.a. NBA Youngboy. He says in these text messages, I didn't want no baby by you anyway. I just let you have it so you could be taken care of. I'm going to take care of my seed, but I really ain't got to take care of it if I don't want to. Hey, NBA Youngboy,
shut your dumb ass up.
It ain't my fault that you had a baby. Wait a minute, NBA Youngboy. Didn't you lay down with this young lady without a condom? Didn't you shoot the club up? Then it is your fault, NBA Youngboy.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Boy, that little boy make me mad sometimes. I like his music, but sometimes, like, the stuff he say, he make me mad. He make me mad. Just like when he said, don't fight nobody. It's better to go get a gun and shoot him up. Hey, NBA Youngboy.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Also, well, this one right here, President Joe Biden already told this man what he is. The reporter, the Fox News reporter, Peter Doocy, who was, you know, Joe Biden wasn't even on this type of time. He was out there to tell the people about something else, something completely that didn't have to do with what Peter Doocy was talking about. See, that's what reporters do. They get you out there, and they got you talking about one thing, and then they want to ask you about something else. Peter Doocy brought up the whole inflation thing, and you know what Joe Biden told him?
Shut your dumb ass up.
After he called him a stupid SOB, he told him.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Last but not least on my list today for shut your dumb ass up, I gotta do this to my brother, man, my big dog, Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp has been on this tirade talking about my favorite white boy in the whole world, Tom Brady. Talking about Brady didn't do this, he didn't do that, he had a QBR, blah, 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 blah. You know what, Shannon Sharp, you don't never blame LeBron when the Lakers lose and they get blowed out. You put it on Russell Westbrook. You put it on 80. Nah, sometimes it's LeBron's fault. Hey, Shannon Sharp, Tom Brady is the greatest man to ever touch a football ever. So Shannon Sharp,
shut your dumb ass up.
Don't ever disrespect Tom Brady.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Ever.
Shut your dumb ass up.
I'm done.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hitty shit. No cap.
All right, so the HBO series Euphoria is catching some heat from the DARE program. You remember that program? In a recent statement, the organization has accused the show of glorifying drug use, addiction, and anonymous sex among teenagers. They say it's unfortunate that HBO social media television programs and viewers and paid advertisers have chosen to refer to the show as groundbreaking rather than recognizing the potential negative consequences on school-aged children who today face unparalleled risk and mental health challenges. DARE has offered to meet with the executives and the producer of the show to present their concerns directly. Now, DARE, here's what I need to tell you. You don't take this up with the show? This is an adult show, and Zendaya got on social media and she said, listen, while I thank you all for watching this show, Euphoria is not a show for kids. It is an adult show. It deals with adult material, you know? I personally haven't watched it, but I heard about it.
I heard, but I was talking to Big Bang, Darren Brand about it, and he was telling me about it. He was telling me, he was like, bro, if you can get past the first couple episodes, and the first, he was like, it's a good show. And I was like, well, I'm going to check it out.
You know what? I don't know if it was, because I watched maybe about 2 episodes, and then I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And then one weekend, I just decided to binge watch it. Like, I was just watching episode after episode after episode. And finally, I think I got to, like, episode 8. And I was like, this is too much. I cannot do it. So I don't know if it was maybe a show that you just can't binge watch.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's just too much for me personally. I do have friends that absolutely love it and do refer to it as groundbreaking, like they love it. But me personally,
but you know what?
I ain't gonna revisit.
From what I've heard and what I know of working in the social field, like it's definitely spot on though. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, so I talked to one of my friends and I was like,
"Wow."
She was like, "No, it reminds me of some things that I went through as a child." You know, but for me, I was just like, "This is a lot. I don't really."
What did Dare?
But I will say this.
Do you remember what Dare
is doing? A great.
I heard
job
that too. I heard
she's
doing an excellent job on that too.
And it's they said great it's acting. And
they said it's a step out role for her outside of Disney. So
the young lady who there's another young lady on there. I think her name is Casey on the show. She is amazing. They are doing some great acting on this show. It's just a lot. I had to step away. From
yeah, I heard. But, I heard the first scene is. Yeah, scene one. They said, it's, yeah, like that.
I don't remember what the first scene was.
Yeah, I'll tell you off there.
But, yeah. Zendaya said it. She was there. Like, this show isn't for kids. Yeah. It's not for kids.
It's on HBO, right?
It is on HBO. Okay. Yeah, you all can check that one out on HBO Max. But Dare says, we gotta
I'll check it out
with this one.
This weekend. I'm going to check it out this weekend and I'll report back on
child. Watch,
Tuesday.
Watch it slow.
Watch it slow? Watch I heard slow. I need to fast forward some parts.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quickie's trying to fake.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
You remember what Dare stood for? I don't even remember what it
drugs. Yeah, Drug Abuse Resistance Education.
That's what it was. I couldn't think of it.
Just say no.
I remember that part. Just of course. No. Everybody remember that part. That too easy. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and IB. You know, it's a Thursday, 8:30 inside the Madhouse. We got a situation for y'all. Situation is being brought to you by Cordae. You know, he's coming to town February the 11th. It's going to be going down his from a bird's eye view tour at the Fillmore. Power98FM.com will get you in right there. Your chance to register to win some tickets. Go check that out right there as Cordae gets ready to slide through Shot in America. Okay. This conversation is for mature audiences only. You only started off like that.
That is, I am proud of you, Larry.
I'm going to start it off with a disclaimer.
Thank you.
For mature audiences only. Because we going there today inside the Madhouse. If you got your kids in the car, you might want to tell them, put your headphones in, okay?
You know what? I was actually thinking about this conversation yesterday.
I bet you was.
And I'm so glad that you started it off that way.
You know what I mean? Yes. We adults. We got to have adult conversations sometimes.
And this is a needed conversation.
And so it comes from, today's situation comes from something that Nick Cannon actually went viral for earlier this week when he said he doesn't want a female to bring any toys to the bedroom because he says it's a distraction.
If a woman wants to bring a toy to the bed, I see that as competition. Just me personally, I feel like I'm a pleaser, and if I'm not the one pleasing, I don't need another object in the room because I'm trying to be as sensual and as connected as possible. That to me is a distraction.
I'm trying to be as sensual and connected as possible. That is a distraction. So, ladies and fellas alike, you agree with Nick Cannon saying, or you kind of disagree? Or, you know, you want to add some sauce to it? Let me go ahead. I ain't going to need to start it off. I'm going to let y'all chime in first. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. I will say this. I don't take it as far as what Nick Cannon is saying as it's a distraction. However, I do agree with the part of him saying that I'm a pleaser. And I like to be the one doing the pleaser. I like to be that person. I like to know that with me, you get full 9,999,9,000% of satisfaction with me.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing, Larry.
Okay, talk to me.
Right. The toys are not just for me. The toy is not just for me. The toy is for us, right? So I can use that toy on myself, and I can do some things, and it's great, right? Well, I'm gonna have a good time, right? But my man using that toy on me, and us using that toy together, it takes it to a whole nother level that not only presents satisfaction for you, but it presents satisfaction for your man as well. So you are still pleasing your woman, because there are some things that you can use that toy on me that I can't do myself. So there's that aspect of it.
I got you.
Right? And also, let's not forget, there are toys out there that are made to please the man. There are wonderful toys out there that are made to please men. So there's some toys out here for women. There's some toys out here for men. And there's some toys out here that will provide pleasure for the man and the woman together. Like this.
I understand. But yep. in rebuttal to what you're saying, I want you to use me as the toy. Not you said, but you know what I'm saying. I want you to use me as a toy. I don't need no help. I'm a one man band. What I say all the time, I'm a one man band. I don't need no help.
Yeah, you got to put your ego to the side.
That's what it is, my brother. That's what it is.
Yes.
I'm a one man band. I don't need no help. Come on now.
Let's get the full. Hey, we operating at about a 75. Let's take it all the gonna, way to 100.
You ain't going
to
give me no D.
No, I'm talking about let's go all the way.
75 is a D.
Okay,
Justin.
All right.
Give me a 90.
But who don't want to get the? Who don't want to make an A plus? Who don't want to have a 4.0?
I told y'all this conversation was for mature audiences.
Yeah,
I might need to slide out. 570-WPEG 1-800-525-0098.
Intimidated by Lil Rose.
No, the road. Now, see what I'm saying?
The mere mention of it, you catch a little attitude.
No, it's cool. Use Lil Rose, whatever. But I'm saying, though, so.
No, not me use the Rose. You use the Rose on me.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, so, like, we saw this video.
Yes.
Where the dude caught his girl in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So, are you saying it's better than me? Why you always got to be, you know what I mean?
See, that's the thing. See, hold on.
Just like guys think, though. Some guys.
And so, let me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tell you fellas. You got to get that mentality out of your mind. We're not, as a woman, it's not that the rose is better than you. It just might be you weren't available at the time.
That man, he kicked the door open.
You know why? Because he ran in there and was like, she think that's better than me. No. You was out there playing the game. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Word. 570-WPG-1-800-525-0-6.
No, sensitive.
We are. About that, I ain't going to lie. Fellas are sensitive about that. Stop playing with me.
This is for everybody.
No, it ain't. Put it down. You're doing too much. Love Larry, the Wonder Man, Charlotte Plug for new hip hop and R&B. Once again, today's conversation is for mature audiences only.
All right, Drake, come on now. Let's get back to this conversation.
Nick Cannon, and this is what Nick Cannon said about bringing toys to the bedroom.
If a woman wants to bring a toy to the bed, I see that as competition. Just me personally, I feel like I'm a pleaser, and if I'm not the one pleasing, I don't need another object in the room because I'm trying to be as sensual and as connected as possible. That, to me, is a distraction.
So, we ask you, y'all, Madhouse Nation, mature audiences only, what do y'all think about what Mr. Cannon is saying? I mean, you're a one-man band. You don't need no help. You want to bring something in to enhance the situation? Because Ms. Jessica said, use it on everybody.
Everybody in life needs help. Everybody in life needs help at times. We have all had moments where we are like, I could use a little bit of help. Here's the thing.
No. I don't need no help.
And that's that is the issue. Your men think you're out here. Yeah, you are laying it down. Seriously.
Nah, for real.
Toys are not only for one person. It is for the both of you in the bedroom. You can enjoy pleasure. She can enjoy pleasure. There are things that you can do with the toy that she can't do on herself. And so you help with it. You are pleasing her. You are still pleasing her. We are still very appreciative of your services.
Don't do us like that. I didn't like the way
you said that. See, I'm appreciative of your services.
No, because y'all are
you already gave me a 75.
No, I didn't.
I upped it.
I upped it.
You gave me a D.
See, I upped it because you got in your feelings. I upped it because you got in your feelings.
They say we performed at a 75.
No, we did it.
I'm going to talk to the people. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Good morning.
I'm with Jessica, man. Y'all better get out the way.
I'm just on the other side of the argument for Nick Cannon. I didn't say I have a problem with it. Don't get me twisted now. Don't make me start talking, boy. You're going to get me in trouble.
Hey, Nick Cannon need to get out his own way.
That part.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking from experience. I used to be like this,
You had to change the heart.
I had a conversation, a heart to heart with, one of my side chicks.
Goodbye.
She opened my eyes, and I was like,
Goodbye. Pound 98, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, No Leader?
Talk to me, big dog. Talk to me. What you got on this Nick Cannon thing?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I was told by my older gentleman that, sir, you need to bring your A game. And if you bring your A game, you don't need them toys. So I'm jumping off the top rope like Randy Savage with the elbow, homie.
But just imagine if you jump off them ropes like Randy Savage with the toy. Baby, it takes it to another level.
Hey, but you know what, Miss Jessica? If you do that thing right, you don't need that toy.
See, that's how fellas think. Jessica. I'm a one-man band. I don't need no help. Good morning.
Come on now. Everybody like a feature. Everybody like a good feature.
I don't need no feature.
Everybody like a good feature.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. Hey, look. I wish you, man. Hey, look. I don't need no help. But I don't mind the help. I had a similar mindset at one point, like, but she need that for if she got me. And I'm you whenever I'm taking it. There ain't no limits. Like, whatever you want to do, we can do. So what she need that for?
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to me.
Totally agree with Nick Cannon.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
That's all you going to say? You ain't going to expand on it or nothing?
Well, I didn't think y'all wanted me to, but still, I agree with him because I'm into just straight two people, intimate, old school to the core.
Okay, old school to the core. All right. You're a one-man band. You don't need no help.
That's right. Don't want none.
Okay.
If he can do it, then I need to move on to the next.
Ooh, okay.
That sound boring.
Don't do it like that.
That sound boring.
Don't do it like that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to me, buddy.
Mr. Cannon can respectfully go to hell. I mean, you're worried about competing with a toy, and meanwhile, anybody he deals with is competing with seven other baby mamas.
Ooh, you dirty. Ooh, y'all dirty. Y'all playing dirty this morning. Guy, we coming back, man. We're going to take more of y'all responses. See what y'all on
stay
this
on
morning.
The phone line, y'all. We going to get to you. Just stay on the phone line.
570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098. Nick Cannon says bringing toys to the bedroom is a distraction. What do you feel? You agree or disagree with him?
Keeping it lit in the morning. Every morning.
Every morning.
Yes, sir. Doing donuts in a six. Yes, sir.
There's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Big station. Big energy. Where the plugs plug. It's Power 98.
Had this mature conversation inside the madhouse today talking about what
Nick Cannon is tripping.
Nick Cannon said, don't bring no toys to the bedroom with him.
If a woman wants to bring a toy to the bed, I see that as competition. Just me, personally. I feel like I'm a pleaser, and if I'm not the one pleasing, I don't need another object in the room because I'm trying to be as sensual and as connected as possible. That, to me, is a distraction.
What you say, Madhouse Nation? Good morning.
Now, listen to me.
They say that, those things vibrate so fast that it can actually damage the nerves in the clitoris. So it makes it harder to orgasm from natural stimulation. So I really don't think women use the...
Well, let me tell you something, brother. There are levels. There are levels to this. There are levels to the vibration. You can put it on a low vibration, or you can have it on a high vibration.
Well, thank you for all your vibrations. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling about the question of Nick Cannon.
Go ahead. Talk to me about it.
It's so low.
Huh?
Don't need no toys in there.
You don't need no toys?
No, not at all. Mm. I want it all. I don't want no toys. Mm. Okay. If you can't do it right, show them. Teach them. Just like they want to teach women, we can teach men. What's the problem? You don't need no toys.
All right. Thank you, baby. Power 98, good morning. Hello, good morning.
I mean, listen, I'm trying to get my partner to sign on right now. And he's like, oh, and I'm like, dude, what the heck? You doing it too quick sometimes.
See what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
So he had about a 65. He ain't even at a 70.
Quick sometimes.
See what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
So he had about a 65. He ain't even at a 75.
I'm just saying, and not all the time. Sometimes he's late now, but when he don't, what happened? And I'm just hanging.
You can't always be on your aim game. You got to live in reality.
I'm holding the bag, Baba. I gotta go do the toy by myself.
Thank you. Thank
you,
sis.
See, that's what we do. See, you're building the toy. I'm gonna take it and throw it across the room.
Everybody has a down day. Everybody has a bad day.
I ain't having a bad game. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Talk to me, big dog.
How you doing? Good, man. I used to feel like Nick Cannon, but, you know, everybody got a bad game some days, man. Kobe scored, you know, 2 points sometimes, too. So,
how often did Kobe score 2 points, bro?
I mean, but, you know, he had a bad game.
It doesn't matter how often. It doesn't matter how often. It just matters that it happens.
Hello? Hey, baby, how you doing?
I feel like to each his own, but I guess he don't want to bring a toy because...
Here you go.
He want to be the toy?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm good. I don't need... I'm a one... Nick Cannon say he a one-man band. He don't need no help. You know what I mean?
But the pictures I see floating on the internet, he bringing weapons to the bedroom. So I don't know what he got.
You know what?
On.
You know what? You nasty. You sound nasty this morning. You sound like you got a toy right now. Get off my phone. You and your rolls. Get off my phone. I told
Would you
y'all
be offended? Guys get offended when a woman is like, let's try this out.
No, I don't think necessarily that part. Like, if you're inviting me in, I think most guys get offended when, like, you know, like the dude kicked in the door with his girl.
So guys get offended when they find out that women are using the toys by themselves?
Yeah, I think some guys do. I think they get offended.
Oh,
like that.
Well, I'm sorry, fellas. We doing that. Like, know that women are doing that. Like, I mean, that's what's happening.
So would you get offended if you caught your partner doing something like that?
If I am laying in the bed fully available, yeah.
Okay. That's how fellas feel.
But like, if I am laying in the bed, like, waiting for sex, and you in there and you doing that, I'm like, what we doing? Yeah. You know, like, you could at least bought that toy out here. We both could have done it. We both could have been playing with it.
That's how guys feel.
But no.
That's how guys feel.
Nick Cannon is like, I don't want the toy at all.
I know that. I'm saying, I'm not talking about what Nick Cannon's talking about right now. I'm just talking about... Period. You know
but
what I mean?
I mean, for women, when if we're participating in that, there's a very, very good possibility that we had a toy that's doing that for us.
So remember the episode of the game when Derwin and whatever Melanie, and then he went in the shower and did his thing, and she felt offended by that because they had just whatever they had just had sex, and then you know he went in the shower and I guess finished.
Yeah, so we gotta have that conversation. Yeah. Like, what's going on? Am I not pleasing you? See, that's the thing, is that people gotta live in their reality. If you are not pleasing your partner, you gotta be able to have that conversation.
Because the other part
about it is, right, what I like in the bedroom, you might not know. It's just what Jada Pinkett was saying.
Mm-hmm.
You got to teach people what you like in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And you gotta be open to that. It's not a hit on your ego or how you putting it down. It's just the fact that people like certain things.
And I think for some people, they don't have that conversation.
Yeah.
So that's when it becomes
or I think that's when it can become offensive because we haven't had that conversation or we haven't had that discussion, or you got me thinking one thing and it's not that.
Or so you get offended by the conversation. That's why I can't have a conversation with you, because you think you laying it down and you,
well, you don't about laying
and
it down.
You don't have an,
at a 7 to 5.
At that time you might have.
At a 7 to 5.
And that one time you might have did your thing. You might have been like, okay. yes, boo. But then the next time, you're gonna be like, hold on.
I think you can't look at it as a competition. You gotta look at it as we're in this together. We trying to accomplish goals together.
Do not look at brothers. Brothers,
can't look at it as a competition.
We're
trying
to be out here.
I'm trying to get this right. You trying to get me right. Let's
get
each other right.
I do this because I love you. This is for us.
At least for today.
And fellas, I know a lot of y'all girls got them roses. That's all right. Some of them don't use the rose so much. It's not even a rose no more. It's a clover.
There are some guys out here that like watching that. Like, they like amen watching their woman please themselves.
Amen to that.
You know, it's stuff like that. So, come on now. Y'all got to put them. Come on now.
Amen
it's a toy. Come on now.
But fellas, I'm going to create us a toy. It's going to be called the Peach. I'll tell you about it later.
We go ahead. It's going to be the Peach versus the Rose.
Based off of what I know about you and what you are saying, I know of a toy. I already know of one. That's not a new invention. That's the thing.
This is going to be new. This is going to be for black men.
Let me tell you something. Y'all better come on over here to South Boulevard and go over here to the Red Door and find out what's popping.
All right, man. Listen. Before we get put off there.
Or no, that one. Have you ever been to that one on Wilkinson Boulevard?
No, I'm not going to nothing on Wilkinson Boulevard.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Long time ago, they used to have a store. Went and visited, but now I'm not going to
let me tell you
Wilkinson
something.
Boulevard,
this
except
one,
Popeyes.
This one on Wilkinson Boulevard, when you walk in, it almost feels like you're going to jail because the door slams so loud behind you. You got to walk in, you got to show your ID.
See what I'm saying?
And you got to check in before you can actually go in.
Why I got to do all that just to get a toy?
Baby, because they got some things in there.
Bye. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
We should take more calls.
We don't need no more calls on this subject today. If you didn't get your comment in, though, you can leave it on our hotline, 704-227-8780. No toys were used in the making of this break. Coming up, man, we're going to find out what's trending this morning. Let's go drop about 9:30 in. Of course, at 9:55, we're going to roll call. Anything you want to add, Jessica, before we go?
Just try. Everybody.
I'm sick of you this morning.
Just try, Larry. That's it. You got to be open. Open-minded.
Shout out to Kelly Davis for listening to the Madhouse this morning. I just wanted to shout out Kelly Davis for listening to the Madhouse this morning. We truly appreciate you. I don't want to hear no more of your commentary neither.
Listen, for you fellas that are against it, go home.
If you go home and you
just surprise your woman. Say, hey, hop in the car. Let's go on a shopping trip real quick and take them over there and just try it. You know? See what happens.
Don't do that, fellas, because then she going to say, where in the hell you learned this at? What little trap they told you to get some toys?
And your response is, I was listening to the Madhouse this morning. That's it. And that's all you got to do.
That ain't going to work. Let me lie. Oh, hell no. We'll see y'all tonight.
Or at least put it on Nick Cannon.
Yeah, put it on Nick Cannon. Put it on him. Don't put it on me. I don't need no more problems in my life.
Start your day off right. Let's get it. With Queen City's number one plug for hip hop and R&B. The most lit in the morning.
My favorite time to listen to probably the morning show.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know how we do it inside the Madhouse. This is how it goes down each and every day at 9:30. It's 9:30 in the city, and we got to find out what's trending in the Charlotte America this morning.
Trending topic. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. Yeah. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets. That's a hashtag. New hip-hop and R&B, that's a hashtag. Power 98, the plug, know we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on that. That's that.
Trending topics, what you got over there, Ms. Jessica?
All right, so if you own a Nissan Rogue, you need to listen up. Nissan has issued a recall for almost 800,000 Rogues. What they're saying is they discovered a potential fire hazard. There's something where water can get into the system and it can potentially hit some of the wires, which could potentially start a fire in your car. They've had at least 7 incidents that have been reported due to this problem. So go to our website, power98fm.com. You can read all about this and find out if you do have a Rogue, if your car is affected by this recall and what you can do. Pretty serious.
Yeah, that is serious. You don't want to play with that. Mm-mm. And all you got to do, if it's under recall, you can take it to the dealership.
Yep.
And then they'll handle that for you. You don't got to take it to no side treatment candidate. They're not going to charge you anything. So just take it to the dealership. Get that taken care of.
Yep. Power98FM.com has more details about that. Larry, have you had an opportunity to check out Abbott Elementary, the television show?
No.
Have you heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
OMG.
Is it like that?
Oh, this show is hilarious. Now, do you remember the young lady? She went viral a couple of years ago. She did a quick little video, and the guy was buying food at the movie theater. She was like, oh, he got money.
She got money.
Quinta, right?
Yeah.
Quinta is actually the creator of this show, and she stars in this show. It has made history. The show has quadrupled its ratings since it premiered back in December, making it the first in the history of ABC to do that.
So it comes on ABC?
Oh, man. It comes on ABC's on ABC on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. If you all have not had a chance to check this show out, go to our website, power98fm.com. You can read all about it, and you all can check out the trailer. But it hits the nail on the head every episode. It is hilarious.
I gotta check it out.
It also stars Shirley Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyler James Williams from Everybody Hates Chris.
Okay.
He's also on the show. But go to our website, power98fm.com. Check out Abbott Elementary. Find out how it made ABC history. And you can check out the trailer for it.
All right, man. So, shout out to Rick Ross. He's trending this morning. He's about to be a granddaddy. He's going to be a granddaddy. A granddaddy. His daughter is actually pregnant. So, shout out to Rick Ross. He's going to be a pop-pop or a pop-pow. I call him Pop-Pop. You know what I mean? My pop's pop. So, Pop-Pop. I'm going to call you Pop-Pop. Rick Ross is joining the granddaddy club as his daughter is pregnant. So, shout out to Ricky Rose on that. And Fat Joe, he's got a message for all of y'all out there doing this money challenge. Have you seen the money challenge?
I have.
Now, I knew it was old, but I didn't know it was this old what Fat Joe was talking about. And, you know, people hit me up, but are you going to do that? No, man, I'm not doing that. So Fat Joe says he has a message for everybody out there doing that money challenge.
How about the money challenge? They writing in it. Well, you know, Busy B started that back in the 80s. Busy B wrote his name with money. Busy B on the bed in the movie. I think Wild Style or something, he wrote Busy B with the money. Not everybody out there writing their name with the money or writing with the money. And so these people, when they get caught, they ask themselves, damn, man, you told on yourself? You haven't had a legit job in your life. You're writing your names with mountains of money. What's wrong with you? Nick Cannon said, IRS is watching. Fine. They don't got to look far. All they got to do is hashtag money challenge.
Hashtag money challenge. Joe said you ain't had a legit job in your life, but you out there posting stuff with mountains of money. Jail. You're going to jail. That's what's trending this morning inside the madhouse. Power98WPG, shortest plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what we do each and every morning at 6 a.m. We drop it on y'all. We call it the madhouse question of the day. Hashtag M-H-Q-O-T-D. And what was that question today, Ms. Jessica?
So we are talking about this lab. It's being reported that there is a lab in the U.S. that is currently keeping 200 bodies frozen in the hopes of bringing them back to life with advanced technology. So we want to know, if you could use this technology, would you bring someone back from the dead?
This was very mixed today. Pastor Key said, yep, I need to holler at a few dead people one more time. Sorrow Sweet and Sassy said no, because he wouldn't want to come back here. Kanda Fab Scoven said yes. A few people, my mom, my dad, 2 sisters, my brother, my uncle, cousin, and Michael Jackson.
You can leave Michael Jackson where he is. I'm just kidding. I just said that because I know Burpee like Michael Jackson. The internet lady said, I say no because I don't want to upset the natural order of things. So she said, I'll leave it alone.
You know what? I didn't think about it, but one of your people brings up a very, very good point. Like, do they want to come back? Do they want to come back to this earth, especially right now in this pandemic?
There's a lot going on.
That's a very good point. I never thought about that. Yeah. You think about it for yourself, right?
Yeah.
But does the person want to come back?
And I'm brought back. Be like, man, why you ain't leave me dead? You should have left me dead. Man,
what am I doing here?
Let me
dead. There chilling with Jesus.
I'm chilling in that thing. You come get me.
I did a poll on my page. And at first, when I checked this poll out, it was running almost 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 50-50. But now there's a clear winner in it. 37% of people say yes, and 63% of people say no.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, yeah, I don't think people like to play with God like that.
No.
But these scientists out there playing with God, because they sure got these dead. How long these people been frozen and dead? And who is these people that's frozen and dead? Do you know who the people live? They probably them scientists that was missing from that airplane. You remember that airplane that went missing years ago, and they still haven't found it, that went missing, I think, over the Bermuda Triangle?
And they got all them bodies on.
They got all the bodies. It was about 200 people on the plane, and it was scientists and stuff on that plane. That's probably who they got.
You know what this is? An episode of Manifest.
Yeah, I ain't watched it yet, but I believe
what?
So.
Yeah. No.
I'm telling you, why would that plane 367 and something? Yeah, the Malaysian airline. That's who them people was. That's where they at. There go them people right there. I bet you if you check one of them people's toe tags, it was one of them people that was on that plane that was never found.
Like I said earlier this morning, this ain't nothing but the devil. This a hard no for me.
Yeah, I ain't messing with
me.
All right, coming up, we about to roll call. You can roll call with me on my Instagram page at 955 at I am No Limit Larry.
You can roll call with me on Instagram at Hey Miss Jessica.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Damn.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
Yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend.
You got it locked to the plug.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.